Do you ever find yourself praying to God? Then when things don't look like you had imagined, you give up and you take your life back into your own hands. James 1, 6 through 8 says, "But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind." That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all that they do. So if we're saying, "Okay, God, I know that you've got this. I trust you with my life. It's in your hands. This situation that I'm praying to you about is yours. I have faith in you." But then when life starts to not look like we imagined it looking, and our prayer doesn't get answered as quickly as we would have liked it to, then we say, "Okay, well, this didn't work. So let me take my life back into my own hands, and I'll try to figure it out on my own." When we do this, we were never stepping out in faith in the first place. We were simply trying out one of our options. We were only testing the waters. For it is by faith that we have been saved. It's by faith that the blind were made to see. Peter had the faith to step out of the boat and walk on water towards Jesus. But what happened when he doubted? He started to sink. When we ask God to meet a need, we are to believe and not doubt. Because God hears your prayer. He sees your need, and God will reward your faith.